Oh, it seems too long since I visited my grandmother, and it's only been about a week. It feels longer. I'm just driving home and the rain is beating down. You might be able to hear the windscreen wipers sporadically in the background. It's kind of weird. I only have to be a few days away from my son and I notice a difference in his appearance. He's of that age, 7 months, that things are moving pretty fast. The problem is, the same's kind of happening now with my grandmother, and surely that can't be right. It's only been a week, and I come to see her, and she's definitely looking frailer, looking a little older, looking a little sadder in some ways. She still has her moments of laughter, which is wonderful to see. But just reminds me very much of this circle of life, this cycle. I'd love to call it a helix. I'd love to think that what goes around comes around, but slightly more advanced. But I don't know. I don't know whether for all of this technology and medical knowledge and all the advancements that we have throughout history, whether we're actually progressing as a species. God, that sounds so negative, doesn't it? But we do seriously seem to cause more damage on the environment around us and the ecosystem, and it seems that in and amongst and within nature, on the whole, anything that exists within our biosphere is a part of a system, an ecosystem, and it seems to assist with addressing the balance in some way. Maybe we just got too big for our boots and we've hit some kind of tipping point, I don't know. I myself submerse myself in technology, but does it enhance my life? It helps me to work in the job that I'm doing. But really, truthfully, I've lived with and without, and I must say, I probably was happier without, and that's quite a thing for me to say. I guess my existence I had without technology was funded in part and needed to exist because of those that lived within your normal, average, everyday society. So it's not the kind of thing we could all do, just ditch technology and go back to a Mad Max stroke Neanderthal existence. But it's interesting. But yeah, is it life at this stage in my life is a completely different beast than I would have anticipated or expected 10 or more years ago. I never imagined myself having dependents, for example. Now I kind of, I guess, in a way, have two, my grandmother and my son. And although I'm not alone in this support, you've got to be very thankful for family, very thankful for family. I always come away very pensive from conversations and spending time with my grandmother. And I hope in some way I can document and record some of these conversations, some of her opinions, right or wrong in my mind, so that my son, her great-grandson, gets to have at least a bit of a personal connection to these amazing stories and tales. And it's a very small hop in time between the life that he will be living and the life that she lived, but it's an incredible distance when you look at the technology, when you look at what's happened just in her lifetime. What's going to happen in his lifetime? I I find it incredible to think maybe we will make some kind of breakthrough when it comes to trying to find a word for spirituality which doesn't sound so spiritual. Maybe we will make a breakthrough in our collective consciousness. Maybe we will find some kind of spirituality which doesn't necessarily mean we have to subscribe to organized religions, which, when we do look at our histories, have played a massive part in lots of incredible tales, but also the good as well as the bad, obviously. Yeah, strange. I try and fathom and comprehend these kind of scales because, I don't know, as humans we try to measure so much, don't we? We want to put a value and a measurement on everything. Well, it's not possible, but yeah, as one comes in, one goes out, and I think sometimes there is such a generation gap, especially between great-grandson and great-grandmother. Maybe there should be a bridge. Maybe in the future we will all be archiving our lives so much there will be no need for that kind of bridge, that person to pass on the tales, because I imagine my grandmother will be gone by the time my son is able to appreciate and understand the knowledge and tales from some of the older generations. He might become the kind of person that doesn't give a toss. There's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily appreciate and take the time to understand where they're from. I'm thinking that this gives me a little bit more of a bearing on who I am and where I am now. At least I hope so. Will we still have family values in the future? It's difficult to say. It's difficult to say what family values are. Nevertheless, these are really interesting times. Times where I am spending a lot of time reflecting. As much time as I can, documenting without it getting a little bit too much for those around me. And if you are listening to this, I say to my son in the future, maybe take the time and kind of understand where our relatives that are now gone came from, and the kind of lives they had, and the struggles and the triumphs and the worlds they were a part of. I do think it is relevant to who we are now.